earth, and sky.
You can see the kind of confused look of the seal as they're looking up at this strange little object. You can see their eyes.
You're listening to Betsy Weatherhead. She's describing the view from an unmanned aircraft, only 1 or 2 meters in wingspan, as it flies over the Arctic to monitor wildlife.
There's something that you could have in your garage and take out and play with if you really wanted to. We send them out over the Arctic Ocean for long distances, often 500 miles or more, taking measurements low over the ocean, trying to understand what's out there, because we don't send manned aircraft out there.
Weatherhead is a senior research scientist at the University of Colorado Boulder. She spoke to us at a science meeting in late 2009. She said it can be very dangerous to send human pilots into polar conditions. So scientists control these aircraft from the ground, gathering important data from scientific instruments and cameras loaded on board.
Sea ice has been changing dramatically in the Arctic over the last couple of years. The mammals are affected by that, the polar bear, the ice seals, the walruses, and we don't know exactly how they're affected by it.
Weatherhead uses the data and images from the unmanned aircraft to count populations of Arctic species to understand how the animals are adapting to polar warming. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.